Welcome to the final program in this Life in Our Time series. Our aim is to bring you first-person reports from people who are shaping the culture of our generation. In this series on Paul and Christianity, we have been trying to understand a new and growing religious movement and the impact that it is having on our culture. With origins in Palestine over a decade ago, this new religion is certainly making its presence felt in our culture, and some are referring to it as the fastest growing religion in our world today. Our initial hope was to interview the Apostle Paul, the most prominent representative of Christianity. When that proved impossible to arrange, we instead set up a series of interviews with people who have all had personal associations with Paul and Christianity. Though coming from various religious backgrounds, these people are now all identified with Paul and with Christianity. Our listeners will have to judge for themselves what to make of their various testimonies. My name is Floyd Barbertson, and I am your host on Life in Our Times, a program produced by the First Century News Network. Our final guest on this series is a young man from the city of Troas. Recently, it was widely reported that during one of Paul's meetings in Troas, Eutychus fell from a high window ledge and was killed, but that Paul actually brought him back to life again. We managed to contact Eutychus, and after considerable effort, we persuaded him to tell us his story. He declined to describe his experience for us in advance, and so we, with you, will be hearing it from him now for the first time. We don't know what he is going to tell us, but we can't wait to hear what he has to say. Eutychus, we are listening. Tell us your story.
Well, I'm Eutychus. I come from Troas. I don't know how much you know about Troas. It's a kind of busy port on the Aegean Sea, and we, as a consequence, get a little bit more news than most of the world because people travel through here, and as they wait for a chance to get their sea transport, they often spend a little time with us, and so we get to talk with them. And so we like to feel that though we're not the biggest city around, we are kind of in the middle of things anyway. And there's an established Christian community here. It's been here for a few years now. Long enough that I at my age, don't know all the details about how it began. And I'm not going to tell you how old I am. You know, when you're young, you kind of sometimes keep that to yourself because people expect you to be something other than you are. Anyway, you know, this man Paul, he was here in Troas once before, quite a long time ago now, but he passed through here, 7, 8, maybe as long as 10 years ago, I'm not sure. And I don't really know exactly what he had to do with the planting of a Christian community here and those things, but it would probably go back to somewhere near the same time. And you know, Paul, what I hear about him is that everywhere he goes, he leaves behind people who are followers of Jesus Christ. And maybe that's what happened here in Troas also. Yeah, I know what you want me to talk about, but I'll get to that in a minute. You know, What happened was that a group of people, Christians, arrived here in Troas. A group of them, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, and we were quite excited because they said that Paul was coming and was going to join them here. And they spent about a week with us before Paul arrived. And as someone, you know, who has kind of grown up in this Christian faith, I was very interested to hear what they had to say, because these were people from all over, and they'd spent time with Paul. And here we were getting our first-hand glimpse of these things that happened in other places through their eyes. And, you know, as a young person, a couple of them really attracted my attention. There was a fellow named Aristarchus from Thessalonica, and a fellow named Gaius, who had traveled with him, and we'd heard something about it, but they were in the midst of a tumult in Ephesus, and I wanted to hear about it from them. And fortunately, when they were here, we had time to talk with them. And not only did they talk with the older people in the community, but they also talked with us who were young also. And it was very, very interesting. And I listened to their stories, because these were people who were right in the forefront of the growing Christian community. Oh, there was another person in that group that came, a young man named Timothy. And when I put the words young man in front of his name, you know why I found his presence appealing. Because what I knew about him was that, or learned about him, was that he was a young man from Derbe, and that Paul had taken Timothy with him on his journeys. And Timothy was only young. So it was very encouraging to me that Paul would be a person who would, you know, have a place in his world for a young person. And I was really, really fascinated by that, because I expected that, but that was a wonderful confirmation for me. And anyway, we had these days with these people, and we talked with them as much as we could. And then Paul came, and he was accompanied by Silas and Luke, and we knew they weren't going to stay too long, but they had arrangements to travel on. They actually spent a week with us. Yes, I'm getting to it. At the end of that week, well, you know, we had developed a pattern here, which is one that's been emerging in other places too. The followers of Jesus Christ, once they kind of were no longer enthusiastically welcomed in the synagogue, started meeting together on their own. And it was a difficult time, because some believers were still sort of one foot in the synagogue and one foot in the Christian community, and they had relatives and friends in the synagogue, and they didn't necessarily want to give up all their contact with the synagogue activities, and so they started worshiping on another day so it wouldn't conflict with the things in the synagogue. And they started meeting on the first day of the week, the day after the Sabbath. And they picked that day because that was the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week. And it became our pattern for worship here in Troas, as it did in other places as well, I understand. Anyway, Paul stayed for the week. And on the Monday, he was leaving on the Monday. It was the first day that he We all gathered for a meal in an upper room, and then Paul began to talk. Well, a couple of things about that time. It had been a long day, just say. And when we gathered in the upper room after we'd eaten, I spotted an ideal place to sit. Something a young person might do. There was a windowsill up high. And I thought, well, you know, if I sit up there, I can see everybody, everybody can see me, that's kind of good. And so I clambered up and sat there and listened, and Paul talked. And I wanted to hear every word he said, but somehow, in the midst of it all, the world got a little fuzzy, and I guess I dropped off to sleep. And of course, then my high perch wasn't such a good idea, because when I fell outside down to the ground. And I don't really remember all the details. Anyway, people ask me, you know, that's all they want to talk about when they see me. I don't know, somehow the story got started and now everybody wants to ask me about it. Well, what do I know about it? I fell out a window. That's the last thing I remember. And some people say, were you dead? How would I know? I was unconscious. I don't know if I was dead or not. Anyway, the first thing I remember after that kind of sense of falling was that someone was holding me. And guess what? It was Paul. I mean, I hadn't really expected to have that kind of close contact with him as just a young person in the crowd of people in Troas who were interested in spending time with him. And there he was, holding me. And I kind of came to and shook myself. And Paul said, you're all right? And then kind of things just went on. I mean, after a few minutes, the excitement died down, and my family gathered me up, and Paul went back in, and they had another meal. It was around midnight, or after, I guess. And Paul talked some more. No, I wasn't sitting in the window again. No. My parents weren't too happy with me. But they're gentle people. Anyway, everybody wants to talk about that. Well, you know, it isn't a big problem to me. If I was dead, that isn't outside God's hands to bring me back to life again. After all, we believe in Jesus, who was crucified and who rose from the dead. And we know that God has done marvelous things through Paul in the course of his ministry. So it doesn't really matter to me whether I was dead or I was just stunned. Anyway, the Lord was there, and he was praised. Now, I just want to say a little word about this Christian thing, you know. Everybody makes something of the fact that I'm young and involved and interested. Why wouldn't I be? I mean, here I am in the midst of a family and a community of friends and people who are caring for each other, who are uh, showing love? Why wouldn't I want to be part of that? And you know, the spirit of this faith in Jesus Christ is wonderful. It's really all about our relationship with God. And, you know, this emphasis that Jesus had was not about what you couldn't do or shouldn't do, as much as it was about what God could do with you and through you. And to me, that's really exciting. Sometimes people think about faith as just a bunch of rules. Well, that's not the way I've experienced it. It's all about life. All about being closer to God. All about being closer to the people around me. And building community together. That's in Christ. That's a wonderful experience. And this being loved by God and loving others. You know, I'm not the only young person in Troas. Let me tell you. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen out in the wider world. I've spent my few years here in Troas, but I hear that marvelous things are happening. And my impression is that this thing that the world calls Christianity is going to persist. And if it does, you know something? Young people are going to be a part of it because they find it appealing too. So I don't know if that's what you wanted to hear from me or not. I couldn't tell you more about my little mishap because I really don't remember the details. Anyway, whatever happened, thank you, Lord. Praise God. And that's, I guess, about what I can tell you about these things and the Christian community in Troas.
Friends, that wraps up our Life in Our Time series on Paul and Christianity. And what a conclusion! A dramatic and exclusive interview with Eutychus of Troas. Thank you, Eutychus, for not only sharing your own personal story with us, but for encouraging us to see these developing events concerning the spread of Christianity through the eyes of someone of the younger generation. The common opinion shared by those with whom we have had interviews is that this new religion being called Christianity has not only had a dramatic impact on their own personal lives, but that they believe that it will continue to have a widespread impact on our culture in the days ahead. They have all spoken very supportively of this Christian named Paul, who has had such an influence on the growth of this new faith group that is founded on the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. These individual testimonies have all been positive in tone and very affirming of their new faith experience, though sometimes challenged by the opponents of what they believe. You may encounter some of these people in your own town or city. They go by the name Christians or people of the way. If you meet some of them, you can form your own opinions about what they believe. And we realize Some of you may already have met them and perhaps even been persuaded to join their ranks. My name is Floyd Bobertson, your host on Life in Our Times, a production of the First Century News Network. Thanks for listening. This is the kind of world in which we are living.